everybody. Welcome to Is This a Ghost? I'm Clayton. You okay?
Sorry. The corn whiskey, it's kind of sweet. And you end up drinking a little bit too much of it and you realize, oh no. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she packs a wallop.
If you're just joining us for the first time, we are recording a double episode tonight. And the first episode was last week.
Mm-hmm. This is the double.
Yep. And that's become very clear to everyone very quickly. So anyway, welcome to Is This a Ghost? I'm Clayton Smith. And every week I tell a real ghost story from real history to my real problematic friend, Patrick Dean, who...
You knew that.
I know, but I didn't...
You knew that going in.
I did. That's true. This is on me. I do think it normally takes you more than one drink of your drink to make you problematic. If you lost your drink, what is happening? What is going on right now? Please stop. Please. No. Okay.
I got to be up for... Got to be up...
Yeah, let's not forget, you have to wake up early in the morning to travel to Disney World.
And work. I have to work tomorrow, too. Let's not forget that.
I'm sorry. Why are you working tomorrow?
I got to work in the morning. I'm a busy guy. You know, busy things.
Doing what? What do you do?
Business.
Okay. That's what I thought. So... Anyway, this is going great. This is a classic second recording episode. And so far, no notes. Did we finish the intro? I don't think so.
No, you didn't do. I'm sorry. Neither of us did the intro. My bad.
Okay. Yeah. I did this part. I did so Clayton Smith. My real friend, Patrick Dean, who is, is problematic and doesn't take it real seriously.
Yeah.
Okay. What is going on at your house?
Two cannonballs just fighting behind me right now.
Did you see there's a big push on our social media, starting with, I think, the YouTube channel. I think probably Jordan Quattlebaum. I didn't investigate, so don't sue me if it's someone else.
Jordan, don't sue us.
Yeah, but I think it was Jordan Quattlebaum, a dear friend and good friend of the show, who said he wanted a shirt that said "Too Fast, Too Curious," that showed two cats driving in a car from last time we recorded, which is a great idea. We posted that on the Facebook page, and many people are clamoring for this shirt. Your cats are inspiring a lot here. Now, one person, Sam, I think it was on I don't remember which platform it was, but... Actually, was something that I was also thinking that actually what's even better than two cats or too fast, too curious, which is what you said in the last show, in hindsight, is two cats, too furious. That's pretty good, too. What do you like better? Too fast, too curious, or two cats, too curious?
I mean, they are very fast. Yeah. You've been around cats, right? They're very fast.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But they're also cats. Gosh. So it's hard to tell.
Well, this has been not helpful at all.
Better make both shirts. That's what I do.
Oh, I do like that. You'll have to buy both. Yeah. Get the whole set.
It's just two layers in the Photoshop. It's really easy to do. I'm sure.
Super easy to do. And is there a discount if you buy both? No, there's not.
Yeah, absolutely not. In fact, we'll charge you shipping twice.
But we will ship them once. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. So anything going on with you since last time? Don't you have a glass? It's fine if you don't. I'm just curious. Usually have a glass
down here.
You're just like drinking out of a bottle.
No.
I don't get much. A little commoner.
Mm-hmm.
I
can put the cap back on if you want.
Yeah, thank you, Lord Fauntleroy. Yeah, that'd be great.
It's going to be really loud when I take the cap back off.
Though, no, we need a filter for that. Jeremy, can you make a filter for the sound when Patrick takes the cap off of his corn whiskey? What is in that cup? That's a big cup. That's water?
That's water. Okay. This is water.
All right. Gosh. What else do we need to say before diving into this episode?
I don't know. I got a lot of people eating cords next to me. Ooh,
God, they are so fast. It's got to be too fast, too curious. They are. That was the fastest I've ever seen an animal move. And I've been to the zoo, and I have seen cheetahs. Cheetahs are in captivity and Yeah, they're depressed. In like a so
30 by 30 cage.
Yeah. So, you know, that is a grain of salt, but that cat was real fast. Okay. Well, let's dig in. And we should, for other additional context, this episode is, I'll just tell you, is about a cave called the Lost Dutchman.
The cave is called the Lost Dutchman?
Yes. It's about a cave.
Okay.
It's called the Lost Dutchman. Well, hard.
Let's call it that. That's fine.
Hard to distinguish. It is the ghost and cave, or one or the other, or both or neither.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Kind of lazy.
Yeah. So, so this is an additional story that I had put together to be a kind of partner story to our live show episode of the Vulture Mine.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So last week, for listeners, or you know, an hour ago for Patrick, I mentioned how Jen and I were working on coming up with stories for this week's this double recording, and then I realized that I had agreed to doing it in 2 days, and so I said, "Well, I have another one." So this is something I had put together before for the live show that I was going to use as potentially an additional like secret story just for people who attended, but the Q&A went so long, in a great way.
So many Qs.
So many Qs.
And some great A's.
Fewer A's.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, but now we have the story. So we're going to share it with everyone today. So this ties into the Vulture Mine. And that's the only thing you need to know. It was a story that I wrote for that. Are you ready to hear it, Patrick?
I am ready to hear about the Flying Dutchman cave.
Again, it's not that. It's not the flying. I want to know because, and that is important to note because we may someday do the Flying Dutchman. So this is the Lost Dutchman.
Okay. They're different.
Yes, in name certainly. Now the Flying Dutchman also gets lost a lot. That's kind of its whole deal. Is that you don't see. You're like, there it is. Oh, where'd it go? So, but that's for a different story someday. Having said all that, are you ready to hear? Okay. Ooh. Oh, okay. Well, you know what, Jeremy, leave that sound in.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Don't take that up, buddy.
Yeah. We're going to need to know when Patrick does this. This reminds me so much, Pat, of the time when you and I went on this road trip to San Diego, which I am sure we've talked about in this podcast before. There was a moment that I would bet you remember that we drove through Texas, northern Texas.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Whenever you learn how to drink out of a jug.
Correct. That's exactly right. So we were going through. We stopped at a gas station, I believe. And we went inside. We were paying for gas. And we were just chatting some folks up. And there was a man, an old... I mean, he looked like a fucking gold prospector from the 1800s.
He looked like the villain from Toy Story 2. That's pretty much who this guy was.
Exactly right. Except dirtier. Way dirtier than that. And I don't... God, boy, do I not remember how we got into conversation with him. Do you?
I recall you got in conversation with him. I don't recall anybody...
I was feeling good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was happy to be alive. And we started chatting and about what? I do not know, but he did... I did ask him why he had this giant clay jug, and it was like a classic clay jug with like the brown bottom, like tan top, and like the, you know, I don't know.
And you were like, "What a coincidence! My name is Clay Jug."
So well, I don't think that's quite think how that went.
I think it's how it went.
Not impossible, but I'm not sure. But he was like, but he was just carrying with him. I think I said, "Is that yours?" Like, 'cause he was in this gas station with it. And why would, I was confused about why he would have brought that into the gas station.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to like bring your own drinks into a gas station. You know,
I don't think I would be in a gas. I've never been in the gas station long enough to drink anything out of a gigantic jug. It was probably at least a 2 gallon thing. And he said, "Well, this is moonshine." And I said, "Okay, this is Texas. That may, I guess that's what Texas
adds up."
And then he continued to shoot. He unprompted, I think, at this point, decided to show us how you drink from this jug. Do you want to describe what he taught us?
Well, so you stick your finger right through that little hole there, right?
Correct.
Not the hole.
You need that one
top,
open.
The one from the side. Yeah.
The top one is open for drinking purposes. But yeah, the little handle hole Yep.
And then you take that jug, you throw it back over your shoulder, mm-hmm. I believe. Mm-hmm. Right? Yep. Then you turn, mm-hmm. turn your mouth.
Yeah.
Right? To the opening of the jug, and then you just kind of lean her on back.
Now, if you're not watching the YouTube version of this, it's worth mm-hmm. checking in, at least for this segment, because mm-hmm. Patrick did it perfectly. The only thing he missed is that the part of the explanation.
Show you how it works,
guys. Okay. Go ahead. Show us.
No. I don't have a handle on mine.
YouTube is going to cancel us from their platform. but the only thing he's missing is in his description, in Patrick's description here, is the man at one point, when he put his finger through the hole, he put it over his shoulder, mm-hmm. and he said, and then you hold it like a woman. And I remember thinking, I've never in my life hooked a woman with one finger and then thrown her over my shoulder.
You're thinking of a jacket. That's what you're thinking of. That's that I've done.
That is correct. No. That is. So we learned a lot about life and about love on that trip. Mm-hmm. And, boy,
a lot about living and a little about jug. That's what we learned about right there.
A lot about living and a little about jug. That's the, Alan Jackson B side.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That is. Yes. much like last week's B side.
Yeah. Similar. gosh, why did we start talking about that story?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter. Anyway, in 1845, Jacob Waltz arrived in the United States of America.
More Jacobs. All the Jacobs.
So many Jacobs.
Man.
So many Jacobs.
Seems like too many.
Well, we're going to be about to, we're about to be one lighter. So. Jacob Waltz arrives in the United States. He spends the next 20 years prospecting all over the country.
Hmm.
Now, Jacob Waltz, just as a reminder, he was known as the Dutchman.
Okay.
Now, he was not Dutch.
It doesn't sound like it.
Do you have a guess as to his nationality, Jacob Waltz?
I'm going to guess German. No, I'll just take the easy one.
Yep. Slam dunk. Very German. He was super German, the most German.
Mm-hmm.
But Deutsch is hard to say.
Mm,
but Dutch is easy to say.
Ah.
So instead of calling him the Deutschman, they call him mm-hmm. the Dutchman.
Makes sense.
In a weird way.
They just
way,
start like
really
wearing
does.
The shoes and stuff. You know, start wearing like the wooden shoes and the.
He started clogging a lot.
Yeah. The blue pants.
And he fucking loved windmills. It was so weird.
And tulips. He's been on my life.
So they call him the Dutchman, even though he's not Dutch. Now, Jacob bounces around from town to town, working different mines until the year 1870 when he lands at Vulture Mine.
Oh. Crossover.
Do you want to give us a short rundown of what you remember of Vulture Mine, Patrick?
Boy, it's not much.
I am so surprised to learn that.
All I remember was there's a glory hole there. And it is glorious.
Speaking of the glory hole.
That's all I recall. Yes,
we have had we had so many people clamoring for glory hole merch. Now, mm-hmm. my instinct is to say absolutely not.
Yeah.
But what do you think? And I will tell you there are a lot of people who claim, a lot of brave anonymous people who claim that they will buy a glory hole shirt mm-hmm. of some sort. I can't imagine that's true, right?
Honestly, I gotta say, if you make a shirt, it's just got a very desolate desert landscape, maybe some skeletons and, you know, dried bones and vultures, and then there's just that hole in the ground that we saw in uh-huh. the episode, just, you know, 3-4 foot around hole,
a terrifying
in the
hole,
ground,
yeah.
terrifying hole, and then some really like peppy logo about, you know, come see the glory hole.
Yeah, like a travel, like a
yeah, absolutely
tourism yeah. mm-hmm. organization thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think we could It's a good place to start. Put it that way.
All right, we'll make a note about this.
We'll get our entrepreneur caps on.
See the glory hole.
Mm-hmm.
A shirt Patrick wants.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. I mean, we did have some people buy the syphilis shirt, so.
This is no worse.
Yeah, I think it might be better, weirdly. So we're definitely no worse. So he lands it at Vulture Mine, and while Jacob was mining at Vulture Mine, he meets a man named Jacob.
So you said
this man's name was Jacob Weiser.
Okay,
so
is he Dutch?
Doesn't sound like it. He is Deutsch, so yes, he's Dutch.
Okay.
I did not look into Jacob Weiser, but I assume he is German.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not gonna keep on both of them, Jacob. So, okay, so here's what I'm gonna do. So
when he's going to be Jacob 1, the other one's going to be Jacob 2.
Yeah, our boy Jacob, the big Jacob, main Jacob, I'm going to call him the Dutchman.
Okay, that's fair.
Jacob Weiser, I'll just, I guess, call Jacob or okay. Weiser. So the Dutchman meets Jacob Weiser, and these two are like, hey, we're both Jacobs. Did we just become best friends?
You like grape soda? I like grape soda.
Oh. So they became very close. Now, one night, the Dutchman tells Weiser. That works, right? Yeah, that's working.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. Dutchman tells Weiser about something called the Lost Peralta Mine.
Ooh.
And Weiser is very interested. Mm-hmm.
I see.
The story goes that in 1845, and again, we are in our story, we're in 1870, so 35 years earlier. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say five-ish?
I said 25-ish.
Oh, your math is better than my math. Well, okay. You are the engineer, so it does.
Give me a second. I'll take the edge off.
Yeah, one of us was drinking in our first episode, so... Thank you.
Okay. 35. My bad.
Actually, Patrick, it was 25. So the story goes that in 1845, a man named Don Miguel Peralta, a wealthy Mexican landowner, discovered a vein of rich gold ore in the Superstition Mountains.
Ooh. I like these mountains.
Do you?
Are they nearby?
Sort of.
Are they nearby the Vulture Mine?
Okay. Yeah,
not here. Yeah.
I know most more, of the mountains are here. Much more nearby Vulture Mines. They are, in fact, as the next note says, about 100 miles away from Vulture Mine.
I do really like the idea of naming them the Superstition Mountains. You know, as we've said, in the desert, you just name stuff after whatever it is you see. You
have no idea. And you're like, oh, fuck. Yeah. This is Superstition Mountains. Yeah.
Like, don't worry about these mountains. It's total superstition that they kill people. It's, like, not a real thing.
I didn't look. Let's see. These mountains have had various names, including the Crooked Top Mountains, Thunder Mountain, and Mountains of Foam.
I don't...
Didn't see that coming.
After a wild 1984 spring break, the Superstition Mountains, they were renamed temporarily.
They moved out of Miami to hide a little bit in the desert because after the mountains.
Things got kind of hot down there.
Yep.
But we brought the foam.
Local Native Americans were described as, quote, superstitious about the mountain, which led, this says the wrong form of lead, but it's lead. Mm-hmm. Farmers in the area to christen the mountains with their current name in the 1860s. I do like foam mountains a lot. So Superstition Mountains. Okay. Now the problem is, the gold that Miguel Peralta finds in these mountains, it's on Apache land.
Oh.
What do you know about the Apache, Patrick?
Apache.
What do you know about the Apatrix?
I've got a feeling they are pretty protective of their land, and especially their shiny, shiny gold.
And let's find out. Here are some fun facts about the Apache tribe. Oh, by the way, you haven't heard this yet, Patrick. So, but this is old news for our listeners because they will have heard this three times by now. But you, what a weird schedule we have right now. But I think as a listener, did you listen to this week's episode, yesterday's episode?
Should I?
I can't remember.
Today's
Thursday. So either
today's Thursday.
Yesterday. God. Mm-hmm. What a mind fuck. What happened? Mm. What came out yesterday? It was the
first or double episodes. First half of the first double episode.
Must have been, right? Or was it the second half of the double episode?
No, I think it was the first half.
Let's see what came out yesterday. Let me check my handy dandy thing here. Ghost of Desmond Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the first. Okay, so I don't know if it came out then or if it comes out later. But anyway, so Jeremy has come up with a new sound.
Oh.
For fun facts, which we have now, as a listener flies, we've heard several times, which you have still not heard once, which I love. And gosh, I hate to ruin the surprise for you.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm torn so much on should I tell you what it is or should I just let you listen to it and then we can talk about it in 2 weeks when we do an episode three episodes from now, which is like seven episodes away from when everyone. I think now's the time. Actually, I'll tell you, Jeremy, because he's the one who puts in the fun fact sounds and he has long kind of struggled with the sounds we put in because we all love them. Some of them are very scary, and some of them are legitimately causing drivers in cars to freak out, which feels very problematic, even though those are the best versions.
Right. Also, we're an LLC. Let's not get too far down that.
Yeah, I don't want to say we don't make decisions based on that, but it's worth noting. So what you will soon learn is that Jeremy has started splicing in for the fun fact. Mm-hmm. There's a fun fact, and he has started putting in your voice because at one point, early on in the fun fact thing, you said wham, and now the new fun fact sound is you saying wham. And it's very good, and I like it a lot. And it's not scary.
Okay.
And it also is you. And then sometimes, and because you are so conditioned to be scared of me saying fun fact, what's happened is that I think it's going to be like me saying fun fact and you going, wait, this is the process. Yeah. Me, fun fact, sound effect, you saying wham, and then you saying, ah, as if you are scared of your own voice. And I can't wait for this all to play out. Anyway, are you okay?
I'm.
Those cats are too fast. You cannot find them.
They have one toy. There's one toy. This is the house with 10 trillion fucking things on the floor. There is one toy that they fight tooth and nail over. It is, and it's just like a little piece of fuzz. And one of them will put it in his mouth. Oh my God, like growl so at the other
fast.
One.
Fast.
Yeah.
They literally flashed through your screen just now.
One of them has the evil toy right now, and so there's gonna be a really nasty. I can hear them hissing at each other right now.
Two cats, two furious. They're cats. They're furious. Mm-hmm. It all makes sense.
There's two.
Let's make $1 million. gosh, where are we here? Okay, so, the gold is on Apache land. Mm-hmm. So here are some fun facts.
Wham!
About the Apache tribe. Number one, Apache means enemy in Zuni.
Okay.
So they have a bad rap from the get-go, which bolsters your argument that you don't want to really necessarily fuck with them.
Yep. Yeah.
Number two, they were one of the first tribes to learn to ride horses.
Oh, that's fun.
It is fun. And number three, I have a note in here. Actually, Patrick, can you please read this for us? This is for you to read.
Sure.
Yeah. Drop this in the chat. Just read this word for word. Go ahead. There you go.
Ancient Apache spoke Atapascan, which is very hard for English speakers to pronounce.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, about 4 or 5 drinks in me right now. I'll just plow through whatever you put in the chat right now. I'm Patrick Dean.
Can you, how, what do you, how did you pronounce this again?
Atapascan.
Is that right?
Hmm.
Okay, good. Okay, so that did backfire and I am displeased, but, okay. So now back when it was Apache land, Spanish conquistadors had tried to mine that gold too. They had found it and they're like, well, we can do this. But the Apaches were like, you fucking assholes.
Mm-hmm.
And those conquistadors started mysteriously disappearing, much like your cats. What the? They are so fat. It's very distracting.
They are. I don't even know how to describe. They, one of them is stuck underneath of a laundry basket. And the other one is fighting him through the laundry basket.
How did he get stuck under there? He's been running around the whole time.
He jumped into it and did like a Tony Hawk flip, and it's landed on top of him. So,
well, it's so cool. Well, so cool.
It was very cool. I think that's what they're arguing over. That was such a cool move.
It was my coolest move. No, it was your coolest move. No, I could do cooler. I don't think you could. It was so cool. Anyway, so the conquistadors are disappearing. Now, the Apaches weren't really actually into the gold. They didn't put a whole lot of value on it.
It's just into the game.
Yeah. Yeah. But they did not like white people fucking with their shit.
Mm-hmm. It's fair.
Yes, absolutely. So fast forward then to Don Peralta accidentally finding this gold as a gold ore vein in 1854. And Peralta sets up then a small mining operation.
Mm.
And he finds a fuck ton of gold.
Oh.
So they follow this ore. They're digging, digging, digging. They open up this room. Oh, shit. There's a lot of gold here. So Peralta's going nuts. He starts shipping all this gold back to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
He sets up a whole operation, sending it to Mexico. Now, the Apaches did not like this very much.
Yeah, I can imagine they like it probably less by the day at this point.
And again, they don't care so much about the gold, but they are like, this is our, this is ours, and you are being a real dick about it.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually, the Apaches are like, this guy has to go.
Mm-hmm.
And they started rounding up a group of warriors to go and put an end to Peralta and his men once and for all.
Ooh, an Apache posse.
And I cannot imagine there is anyone on earth who would be like, that's fine. We could take that.
Yeah.
That is terrifying. Now, Peralta does get wind of this plan.
Mm-hmm.
And he is like, hey, everyone, I think we should go. But he didn't want anyone else finding his mine.
Mm.
And it's almost like greed is a native thing. Are you, you're looking around.
Something touched my foot.
God. Two cats, too curious. I don't know. The shirt does sell itself at this point. I think we have to have it. We'll talk to Luna. So Peralta gets wind of this. He's like, we should go. But he doesn't want anyone else finding the mine. So he's like, wait, before we leave, we have to take, quote, elaborate steps to conceal the mine.
Mm.
So they basically tried to cave in the mine.
Okay. Makes sense.
It does, I guess. Except the Apache are like coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, wait, we could save our lives or we could make sure no one else profits from this thing. We will never be able to use again.
Because we will be dead at the hands of an Apache posse.
So in some ways, I think Peralta was ahead of his time in American capitalism. God. So they do. They take their time. They start like blocking up the mine. But this was very clearly a mistake because it delays their departure. And the Apaches show up just as they are finally leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And the Apaches massacre the entire party.
Oh, well,
Yeah, it's hard to feel bad. it's real hard to feel bad. Worth noting, people were then finding the remains of the Peralta party for decades.
Ooh.
So it was a pretty raucous massacre, I think.
Not how you want to go. You don't want to be found for decades.
No, I guess not. But also at the same time, like, I don't... If all of you is found in one place at the same time, it's more likely that you died slowly, I think.
Okay, maybe.
If you're, like, scattered to the winds, it's therefore more likely you got blown up by TNT.
Oh, okay. You're not thinking, like they took off all your fingers one by one type stuff.
Well, that's a good point. It's a big gamble because there is a world here where it's like
yeah,
buried in one place bad, buried in multiple places good, buried in way multiple places
yeah,
super bad.
It's like if they found you strewn across the valley floor, maybe. If they found you strewn across like Arizona and New Mexico, very, very bad. That's
yeah, that's yeah,
not what you want.
Yeah. And that's the analysis we bring to the table. That is this a ghost?
Anybody's looking for like what the best and worst ways to die are.
Oh, we've got that. Just let us know. Yeah. We have lots of opinions. Is this a ghost at gmail.com? Let's see. So, but they did a pretty good job because no one ever found the mine. Now, in 1870, some years later, the same year the Dutchman joined the Vulture Mine operation, an army doctor named Abraham Thorne happens across a group of Apache Indians, and he's good with
he's cool.
Yeah, yeah, he's cool. He's what we call an ally. He's good. He's very kind to them. This group, there are several in this group of Apache Indians who are sick or injured. He's good, and he helps them, and he tends them, and he gets them healthy. In exchange, the Apache chief blindfolds him and leads him into a canyon. And at the bottom of the canyon, the Apache chief removes the blindfold, and he shows Thorne a pile of gold nuggets.
Ooh.
And he tells him, you can take as many as you can carry. This is your thank you to us.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you've been blindfolded. We will blindfold you on the way out. This is not for other white people. This is just for you.
This is like the way to grandma's house.
That's right. That's right.
This is not going to happen, guys.
So they tell him to take as many as he can carry. He does. And he goes back to his post. He sells all the gold nuggets, gets pretty rich pretty quickly. So everyone in town is like, where the fuck did you get this? It's like, what? And he says, like, I don't know. And he tells them, you know, he tells them the story. Like I helped out some Native Americans and they brought me to a place, but I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
And this reignites the stories of Peralta's mine. So word spreads quickly, eventually makes it over to Wickenburg, where Vulture Mine is. The Dutchman hears it, and he shares the story with Weiser, as we said. And together, they decide, to hell with the Vulture. Fuck this place. It sucks. Let's go find the lost Peralta mine.
Which is kind of the way that the Vulture Mine was discovered in the first place as well.
Yeah, it's very true to the spirit of of Arizona mining, I guess. So they head east. They begin searching for the Superstition Mountains, for the concealed mine. And about a year or so into their search, they come across two Mexican miners who are coming down from the mountains. And these men are loaded down with gold. The two Jacobs ambush these men, and they torture them. So if it wasn't clear before, and it probably was not, these are not heroes.
Even though we gave one of them a cool name.
I know.
And, but yeah,
yeah.
Bad guys.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
But they were always German at their core. And so they torture these two men until the Mexican man with the gold decide mm-hmm. to lead them to the mine where they found it. The mine they lead them to is very clearly an old mine that mm-hmm. was covered in pretty recently.
Mm-hmm.
But these men had, you know, cleared it away, and it becomes very clear very quickly that Jacobs had found Peralta's mine.
Oh.
Nope. The Jacobs had found Peralta's mine. what a long day this has been. And then the Jacobs kill the Mexicans and hide their bodies in the mountain.
Not great.
This is not a story about heroes. No. So the Dutchman and the other Jacob, they have found Peralta's lost mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's now theirs. They don't handle it very well. They start throwing money around in local towns.
Mm-hmm.
Like nobody's business. They, you know, they mine gold and they come down to town and they say, "We look at all this gold."
Yeah.
So obviously people start asking, like, "Where'd you get this gold?"
Mm-hmm.
So people start asking a lot of questions. But they're not talking. Though eventually Jacob Weiser, not the Dutchman, the other one,
mm-hmm.
he goes mysteriously missing.
Ooh, somebody was done splitting everything two ways, huh?
I think so, and he's never seen again.
Hmm.
Now, the Dutchman tells everyone that Weiser was killed by Apaches.
Sure, easy.
It's the obvious choice.
Mm-hmm.
But other people think the Dutchman killed him. Which certainly makes sense if he was getting nervous that Weiser might have loose lips. Turns out they sink ships.
Mm-hmm. And mines. But it doesn't rhyme as well.
Loose
so.
Lips sink mines. No. Mm-hmm. Loose lines sink mines? Loose. This is not important. So. So while this is happening, meanwhile, the Dutchman is living it up. Like, he's going to saloons. He goes to brothels. Mm-hmm. He buys rounds mm-hmm. for the house. He's literally paying for prostitutes and whiskey for everyone in gold nuggets.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So everyone is like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Everyone is noticing.
Yeah. What is happening? Also, I will be back in just a few minutes.
Next note. Anytime his gold ran out, he would disappear for a few days, yeah. and he would return with more. So, yes, I feel like he would be a very good prospector.
I think so.
1876 or so. Now, obviously, people are trying to get information out of him constantly. Like, where, mm-hmm. what is happening? You get his gold.
Yeah.
They would ask him directions to the mine, and when asked about directions, he would say, "Oh, I'll tell you," and he would give people wrong directions.
Sure, yeah, or just kill them.
Yeah,
sure.
Well, we wouldn't just state that. I don't know. I'd be sued by his descendants,
by his extremely rich descendants.
So sometimes people would follow him into the Superstition Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
But Jacob is not dumb. Dutchman is not dumb. He knows a train. So he would like give people the slip. He would take them around and around until they would lose him. No one ever could follow him into the mountains. And no one has any idea where he's getting all this gold. But all the money in the world can't buy good health care. 19th century. So in 1891, the Dutchman gets pretty sick. A woman named Julia Thomas takes care of him, and he tells her, "Listen, I am ill." And she says, "Yes, I know." And he says, "Make me better, and I will take you to the mine."
Wow. Okay.
Storing
all no pressure.
Gold.
No pressure.
Yeah.
You can't get my yellow humors back where they need to be.
If you can't rebalance my yellow and red and black and weird humors. Oh boy. Except that he never feels better, doesn't get better, and he dies on October 15th, 1891.
I think he didn't want to go through with his part of the deal. That's probably what it was.
Yeah, he's like, I've made a huge mistake.
I should just die.
Who has arsenic? But he dies with a sack of gold stashed beneath his bed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Julia, his nurse, she thinks the Dutchman has given her enough information that she can find the mine. So she launches a few expeditions on her own. Mm-hmm. She never finds it.
Mm.
And to this day, no one has ever found it. The only thing that people seem to agree on is that the mine is probably located close to a rock formation called Weaver's Needle. This is named after Pauline Weaver. Do you remember Pauline Weaver, Patrick?
Oh, boy, I do not. We've met a lot of people on this show. I don't know who
that is. This one was not too many episodes ago from the live Vulture Mine story. Pauline Weaver, and you made a joke about Pauline being a lady's name, but Pauline was a man's name. Oh,
yes, I did. Yeah,
because it's a lady's name. Okay. Oh, the gender shaming brings it back to you. Yes. Interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right back to the forefront. Back in the front burner.
Super into gender shaming. apparently, and it's funny, before I researched this episode, I had made a note, I think, that like Pauline Weaver was a man who seemed to get along with the Native Americans very well. But I made the point that but a lot of things are named after him. I don't think you get that.
Usually not a good sign.
Yeah. And now we have this rock with his name. And apparently he had killed a lot of people who were defending this rock and then carved his name into it. So now it's his. So
we're gonna name this rock Bunch of Friends. Bullshit, you will. I'll kill every one of you.
This is BFF Needle. Anyway, so the search for the lost Dutchman's mine continues, even like literally to this day, to current day, to this day, to today. People are still looking for this mine. It's an incredibly dangerous area. And the search,
because of the Apaches. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's a very Indiana Jones, and the bones of the Apaches are still like in every fucking nook and cranny. And if you go in there, they will do blow darts and stuff, I guess, or roll giant circular spherical stones at you.
And make you eat monkey brains.
Oh,
and
that is the worst part of all of it. Oh, God. Of all the Indiana Jones movies, that is the worst. The worst part, worst thing, brains, snake surprise, fuck snakes. Off. No, thank you. Take my heart out. That is less terrible than eating fucking monkey brains for dessert and snake surprise as a fucking appetizer. Anyway. Since the Dutchman's death, over 40 people have disappeared or have been found dead while hunting for the mine. The ghosts of some of those folks and the ghosts of Peralta's men, they all haunt the Superstition Mountains today. So it is very common to see them. It's very common to hear them. They will scream a lot. And if you go to the mountains today looking for the lost Dutchman's mine, you will probably see a full body apparition of a man or multiple men in 19th century prospecting gear roaming around the mountain. Anytime they are approached, they disappear into thin air.
Oof.
But it does feel worth it, because if you find the gold mine, that feels like
it's like a gold mine.
I was going to say that, and I thought, well, that's not the right thing to say here, but I'm glad you did it. Yeah, that's a gold mine. It's a gold mine, friends. Should we go prospect here?
I mean, you only have to find it once.
Well, how scary can it be? Like,
yeah.
if here's you know, this is something we come up against a lot here. If the ghost disappears when you get close, it's mm-hmm. not a very scary ghost.
Yeah.
You have power in that dynamic instantly. So if that's what's happening, let's go fucking get rich.
Yeah.
Notes, questions, concerns? God, it's been a long week. Anything else to say, Patrick?
No, I'm just looking forward to visiting the House of Mouse tomorrow.
Jealous. I am.
I know.
Now, this is the time to talk about this. I am so envious of you. I love Disney World so much. What is your plan?
Oh, I don't have a plan.
You gotta have, oh, fuck off. You have a plan. How many days are you going to be there?
I just want to see a look on your face.
Yeah, you have a plan. Got me.
Oh, well, we've got a plan. We can get into it later, but we're doing 5 park days and 1 pool day.
God. Okay. Can I at least ask on behalf of the listeners, which order you're doing the parks in? Do you remember?
Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
Animal Kingdom.
Okay. Good.
okay. Epcot?
You know what? I'll ask Amy. It's fine.
I think it's Epcot, pool day, Hollywood, Magic Kingdom again.
Pretty good. God,
yeah.
God,
pretty solid. It's pretty solid.
Okay. Right. I want to be invited so badly. Okay. Well,
I know
this has been. Shut up. This has been another episode of Is This a Ghost? thank you so much for joining us, everybody. It was fun. I hope you liked it. It's been again. This is the second time we recorded with a double episode. It's been. What a journey. And thank you for coming on this journey with us. All the notes are taken by me, Clayton Smith. All the funny jokes are from Patrick Dean. All the audio editing is Jeremy Montoya. All the video editing is Jen Swanson. Our social media editor is Kai Valanis. And this has been a blast, and I am so tired. Patrick, God, those cats are so fast. that's I guess all I have to say because they are they really demand attention.
They're everywhere.
Okay.
They really are.
Have fun in Disney World.
Appreciate it. It's gonna be a good time.
I bet it will be. I love an
invite, and we will we'll record again in about what, like a month? Something like that?
I think we're good for about a month. So yeah. We'll figure it out, and by the time we do, I hope it's a lot. Hey, listen, listeners, this is all a whole long time. So during that time, even though it may be tempting, please be safe. Please don't run into traffic. Please don't do anything bad because if you do unsafe stuff, it might be you that we talk about next time on Is This a Ghost?